Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code REGULARJOE, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/RegularJoe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code REGULARJOE when you go to MyPillow.com/RegularJoe. Welcome back. Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, with you here on this Thursday. Going to get to the phones here at 888-737-1737 in just a moment. I just want to finish the thought I started before the break. Now, you look at things that work. When you make it personal, and I don't mean personal attacks, but when you can make it tangible, this is when people react. For example, Joe Biden tries to do it by talking about his uncle who joined the war effort prior to D-Day, but says he joined after D-Day, and he died being eaten by cannibals after being shot down on a mission to surveil New Guinea. None of that was accurate or true. And I did have one of our listeners out of Stevens Point said, look, he said, hey, Joe, you know that idiot, meaning Brandon, isn't meaning to lie about his uncle signing up on the Sunday after Pearl Harbor. Well, yeah. I mean, but Pearl Harbor was a Sunday. So, yes, I understood that he probably was referencing Pearl Harbor. My point is, nothing he said was honest or right or accurate because he's not right in the head. But this is why he always brings up Bo. He thinks it makes him vulnerable to people. Oh, he hurts over his son. Vote for him. Now, Donald Trump does it far better. He shows up at a Chick-fil-A and people are screaming. He buys everyone milkshakes. Notice Joe Biden bought something and left. He didn't give anything to the people there. He left to take it to a bunch of union workers. Even then, they botch it terribly. So with this Mayorkas situation, what do we have on our side? Lake and Riley, Ruby Garcia. The list goes on and on. You make an ad where you because this resonates with people. So you have an ad with the news, you know, the voiceover from the news. Today, the, you know, Lincoln Riley's bastion head was found and so-and-so is charged an illegal alien. Cut to the Mayorkas hearing where Chuck Schumer is gleaming for the cameras, big old Cheshire cat smile as he thinks he's clever by half. Go back to Ruby Garcia. Cut back to a Democrat talking about this is outrageous. This is terrible that they're trying to hold Mayorkas to account. Draw the parallel that when there was an attempt to hold the man directly responsible for working to secure our border, the Democrats laughed, cajoled, mocked the American people, and didn't give a damn about any of the people that have been killed, raped, beaten by illegal aliens in this country. And if you don't think that will make an impact on the vote and how people view Joe Biden, then I'd have nothing for you, because I'm telling you, that works. When you have this lawfare situation where they paint the picture of Donald Trump as this maniacal rich man that doesn't care about anyone, and then you cut to a woman screaming, saying, tell mom I made it because I'm getting a picture with Donald Trump. Cut to him interacting with Americans of every stripe. The genuine excitement of that. What he's done, the fact that he didn't take a salary as president. Juxtapose it to the lies, to the reality. This is what I'm telling you. They're laying it out for us in a way that seldom has been laid out so perfectly. There are moments where I look at this as a guy that used to sit there and do political strategy and design these ads and all these kinds of things for a living. I look at this and I almost feel like the Democrats are doing it to help Donald Trump get reelected because they've made it almost that easy. Now, it's never that easy. It's a lot of hard work. It still requires everyone getting out there, getting the message out there. But the raw material exists to draw a complete, you want that split screen, let's give it to them. Let's show the incompetence, the inability, the cold-hearted, distant nature that is Joe Biden, the shell of a man that he is, and what he's doing to this country, and compare it to a man that has been beaten down, or at least attempted to be beaten down, but keeps getting up every day, pushing forward, staying on point, and is genuinely appreciated by the American people. Not everyone, I get it. Sonny Hostin's never going to change. Whoopi Goldberg's never changed. Who cares? They're not the audience. They're not the people we're trying to reach. We're never going to reach them. We don't need to reach them. We need to reach everyday Americans that are struggling with their finances. They know something's wrong. They want a solution. And up to this point, all they can probably tell you about Donald Trump is he's the orange man bad. Now we have the opportunity. The technology exists. The materials are there. They need to get on the stick and make it happen. And it can and it will make a difference. All right, I want to go to Edward, our good friend in Wautoma. Edward, how are you today?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing well. I almost feel like I don't have to make my point because you basically just did, but I'll...
No, by all means, go ahead.
Some of... A lot of us get frustrated because, and I've talked about it before, some of these, what I'm going to call moronic, recycled political consultants, and they go to a candidate, and I'm going to go local. I'm going to go Eric Hovde. I'm even going to go Mike Gallagher. And what they do is they just, I can just almost predict his ads. You know, he'll do an ad about tax cuts and some other real generic, typical country club Republican things. And Joe, what's truly frustrating to people like me and a lot of people is they give us such an open lane to the basket for a slam dunk, and the Republicans just don't know how to take advantage of it. What I mean is...
No, that's a great analogy, by the way. I love the analogy, but please, keep going, Edward.
Basically, this morning, Hovde's staff, they should be writing an ad that Tammy Baldwin yesterday voted for open borders. She voted for mass rape.
Fentanyl poisonings.
She did, Joel.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you.
I know you do, but the average person does not, you know, they don't follow politics like you and I do and your listeners. And so that, and I'm not criticizing them, but the consultants need to make it so clear to these people what's going on.
Now, real quick, Edward, real quick, those consultants, give me your description of again, because I think I can sum it up in one word. But go ahead, give me that description one more time, because you're very diplomatic and kind. But of the consultant class in politics,
I will call them moronic, recycled political consultants. They just go from whether they win or lose, they just go from one candidate to the next, and they make their hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I would say they actually, when they lose, they tend to get promoted. But I think you could sum that up by just calling them jackwagons. I mean, that's pretty much my... I mean, here's the thing, and I want to be clear, not all consultants are bad, right? It's like lobbyists. Not all lobbyists are evil and bad. You have some people out there doing very good work. I know you're speaking to that kind of that corporate class that whenever you go into, again, you're kind of a, you know, your typical central casting candidate, you will find two or three of the same people that worked, you know, I'm going to tell you, right after John McCain's failed presidential run, all of his consultants were all the cats meow in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, why would you hire them? He lost. Why are we celebrating the team that lost? Now, your analogy a moment ago about the open lane to the basket. I agree, but here's where we come into this. And I'm not taking anything away from your frustration. Believe me, I feel it as some of the team when I'm off air and I get frustrated and I want to, things I can't say on the radio, just because you see it again and again. It's like, I always say it's like Charlie Brown in the football, right? When is he just going to get rid of He's going to switch out the person holding the football, right? And this way you can, if Lucy's always holding the ball, they're going to always pull the ball away. So to your idea of the open lane for the basket, maybe the problem is we need to realize who the real coaches in this are. We're the coaches, and we need to bench the players that can't seem to get down that open lane and make the basket. Now, this is where I say it's hard. It's a lot of work. It's not an easy button thing. Maybe we need to be the one, and not necessarily as the candidate or as the consultant, but to use the analogy, maybe we need to show them how to drive that ball down the lane and slam dunk it so they can see it can be done. And we have some people that are doing that. We have individuals in elected office. We have individuals that are in the activist world and in consulting that do that to a certain degree. But one of the challenges we have is we have to use our voice. And again, don't misunderstand it, where I'm not admonishing you. I don't want you to misunderstand me. I'm not admonishing anyone. But for example, as I tried to show, I think it was about a week ago, you have Pumpkinhead, right? Karl Rove is always on Fox with his whiteboard, pretending like he has anything to contribute that is of any value whatsoever. Meanwhile, he went over to MSNBC, which is interesting because he's a paid contributor at Fox, and usually they have exclusivity deals. So I'm not sure how he got permission to go do this event with MSNBC. And at this event with MSNBC, in front of a liberal audience, all he did was tear up Donald Trump. I played that sound. And the next day, he was back on Fox, pretending like he wants to try to help get Donald Trump elected. Now, Donald Trump is smart enough. He doesn't hire Karl Rove. He doesn't really listen to. I would be shocked if he gave 2 cents worth of his fortune to listen to anything Karl Rove has to say. But we have to stop listening to these people. We have to stop being influenced by these people because it's the prevailing wisdom, and they know and they tell you, because we have to look at their actual records. Karl Rove's record, he's made millions of dollars as a political consultant that couldn't get George W. Bush elected, barely got him elected, against a living, breathing 2x4, and they called him a genius for it. The guy almost lost to Al Gore. That is not a genius any way, shape, or form. I'm intimately aware of his consulting work and things he did from my time in Washington, D.C. There's no genius to be found there. So I agree with you, but I think part of it is, again, and I know I come back to this, but there's a reason, because this is what the Constitution tells us, is this is where we have to use our voice. As I did the analogy with Red Dawn, right? We have to be angry, right? We get angry, we get frustrated. We have to turn it into a positive action wherever we can, however we can. You know, for example, you mentioned the Hovde campaign running for Senate in Wisconsin against Tammy Baldwin. Tammy Baldwin is eminently beatable in that state. She's not this impenetrable wall that they try to pretend. But you need a candidate that can break through. You need somebody that can throw the haymaker punches and really break through with the voting populace. But I would encourage, I think your idea, by the way, is a great one. Maybe they're doing it. Reach out to the campaign. Call these people. You know, again, I get it. They're going to be like, oh, why are you bothering us? They want to look down their nose. There's issues with that. But you never know. You might get a hold of somebody that's willing to listen. Maybe they're going to tell you they're already working on it. But this is what we, the people, have to do. We have to be that voice. We have to be the wind. If we don't like the way the wind is blowing, we have to be that wind that changes the course. That's how it's happened throughout all of our history in this country, and that doesn't change. And I say this to encourage you, to encourage others. It's why I'm saying this now, because I know for a fact there's a number of campaigns that listen to this show on a daily basis. And my hope is by sitting here articulating this that somebody actually pays attention and listens, because you're correct. There's so much raw material, but we can't do the normal dance. We can't do the stock. Here's how we're going to win. I want lower taxes. I want a better tomorrow. It's so cliche at this point. And again, I think people need to recognize they don't have to be Donald Trump, because that's a mistake. We don't have to have everyone doesn't be Donald Trump. What we can learn from Donald Trump, though, is how to be who we are, to swing hard, to be unapologetic about what we believe and what we stand for. And when you give it to him in that genuine way, it resonates.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.